Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. New residential facade ratio zoning ordinance will take effect March 1st, by Theo Yunkin. A new zoning ordinance regulating the maximum frontage of a residential building is scheduled to take effect on March 1st. It was passed by the City Council on October 20th, 2025. The ordinance pertains to what is called the residential facade build-out ratio, which is the ratio of the width of residential front elevation, exterior walls of a residential building that face the front of the lot, to the width of the lot frontage itself. In essence, it's the width of the front of a house divided by the width of the front of its lot. The ordinance requires that the width of the house not exceed 60% of the width of the front of the lot. It also allows for two exceptions. Buildings on lots with 50 feet or less of frontage are exempt from the new regulations, as are buildings that are smaller than 1.5 stories. Property owners looking to exceed the maximum ratio must apply for a special permit, which must be reviewed and approved by the council. Councillor Lizel Baker, who chairs the Zoning and Planning Committee, told the council at the October 20th meeting that he saw the ordinance as a means to regulate what he called oversized residential buildings. This is an opportunity for the council to respond to the concerns we've heard in the community about the nature of our built environment and the oversized appearance of buildings, especially new construction, he said. In that October meeting, Councillor Rena Getz also voiced support for the ordinance, noting that a majority of homes in Newton already meet its requirements. There's quite a bit of conformity in terms of the existing housing stock with the 60%, so that's a benefit to the community, she said. However, not all councillors were in agreement. 5 of the council's 24 members voted against the adoption of the ordinance. Councillor Andrea Kelly was among them. In that October meeting, she voiced concerns that the ordinance might pose problems for those with irregularly shaped lots. It seems to me that the current wording and scope doesn't consider a majority of Newton lots, smaller lots, particularly irregularly shaped corner lots, she said. Councillor Kelly also noted that the ordinance, which allows for portions of a building set back 20 feet or more from the front of the lot to be excluded from the facade calculation, appears to present the need to build further back into the site. Finally, Councillor Kelly had concerns about the need for a special permit application to override the ordinance, which she said could create an unnecessary burden for property owners. It creates the requirement for a special permit in some situations where currently it could be done by right. This makes the process lengthier, more expensive, and convoluted to the detriment of residential property owners, she said. The March 1st implementation date for the ordinance has also caused controversy. Building permits issued before March 1st are not subject to the new regulations in any way. At the council's October 20th meeting, Councillor Baker explained the rationale offered by the Zoning and Planning Committee for the deadline. We recognize there are people in the city who have expectations of carrying forward with a project and would like to see them finish that out, he said. When deciding on the deadline, Councillor Baker said that he had turned to the city's Planning and Development Commissioner for a recommendation. He had originally said January 1st, but upon reflection, after an inquiry from one of our colleagues, I asked him to think again, and he came back with March 1st as an effective date, Baker said. However, in a February 6th statement to Fig City News, Councillor Kelly said that she believed the deadline was too short. That's only 3 weeks, she said. The City of Newton has published a fact sheet about the ordinance. Theo Yunkin is a Fig City News student reporter, a senior at Newton South High School, and co-editor-in-chief of the NSHS Lion's Roar. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.